insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Brothers and sisters, welcome to another episode of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you, and in this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the contents of Surah Rum, the 30th chapter of the Holy Quran, named The Romans. Brothers and sisters, we have reached the 36th verse of Surah Rum, so before we have a closer look, let us have a look and listen to the verse, and then we'll be back.
وَإِذَا أَذَقْنَا النَّاسَ رَحْمَةً فَرِحُوا بِهَا وَإِن تُصِبْهُمْ سَيِّئَةٌ بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ إِذَا هُمْ يَقْنَطُونَ
And when we let the people taste mercy, they rejoice therein. But if evil afflicts them for what their hands have put forth, immediately they despair.
So the verse, brothers and sisters, as you listen to, is a kind of another illustration of the kind of thought and spirituality of these incapacious, ignorant persons. So the Quran says, وَإِذَا أَذَقْنَا النَّاسَ رَحْمَةً فَرِحُوا بِهَا There are some kinds of people that when we make them taste of mercy, they rejoice in it. وَإِن تُصِبْهُمْ سَيِّئَةٌ بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ And if an evil befalls them for what they for what their own hands have forwarded, إِذَا هُمْ يَقْنَطُونَ Behold, they despair. So, the true believers are those who are not proud and neglectful at the time of affluence, nor are they hopeless at the time of affliction. The true believers are the ones that believe that the bounties are from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they thank Him. They also consider the afflictions as an examination, as a kind of test, as a kind of divine test that has been given to them from the Almighty Allah, or as the fruit of their own deeds. Then they are almost always patient, and they turn to Him alone. And in the meantime that the faithless people are wandering in the midst of the pride and hopelessness that they have, the faithful people are often spending time in the midst of gratitude, in the midst of patience with perseverance that they own. So this is very important to know, that the faithful people, they are never ignorant, not whenever they are actually seeing themselves in the midst of committing sins. They are not depressed. They are not actually hopeless of the divine mercy. And at the very same time, they always know that they are regretful, that they must repent. And they are not also actually depressed when they see that they haven't done enough. They consider their actions not enough and insufficient when it is really insufficient. They also consider their actions insufficient when it is actually sufficient and it is more than enough. That is why Imam Ali alayhi salam says in one of the as one of the characteristics of the pious ones, that لا يستكثرون الكثير, they don't consider their actions that are a lot, they don't consider it as something that is actually a lot. So it is understood from this verse that at least a part of affliction that afflict man is the consequence of his own deeds and sins. We'll discuss more after the break.
وَإِذَا أَذَقْنَا النَّاسَ رَحْمَةً فَرِحُوا بِهَا وَإِن تُصِبْهُمْ سَيِّئَةٌ بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ إِذَا هُمْ يَقْنَطُونَ.
So, dear listeners, we were talking about this 36th verse of Surah Ar-Rum, and we said that it is understood from this verse that part of the afflictions that afflict mankind is the consequence, is the direct consequence of his own deeds and sins. That is why it says, وَإِن تُصِبْهُمْ سَيِّئَةٌ بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ. And if an evil befalls them for what their own hands have forwarded. So, by this means, Allah intends to warn them, and He causes them to become purified and brings them towards Him. There is also another point that is necessary to be remembered. Because the Quranic verse says, وَإِذَا أَذَقْنَا النَّاسَ رَحْمَةً فَرِحُوا بِهَا. And when we make people taste of mercy, they rejoice in it. This point is also necessary, that when the Quran says فَرِحُوا بِهَا, they rejoice in it, it does not mean only to be happy with the bounty, but the purpose is a kind of rejoice together with pride and a kind of unawareness, with a kind of ignorance, with a kind of feeling that stops them from moving forward. But the purpose is a kind of rejoice that actually stops them. The same mood that the incapacious poor people feel when they sometimes find affluence. Else, rejoice together with thanks and remembrance of Allah not only is not bad, but also it has been enjoined, as the Holy Quran says, say, in the grace of Allah and in His mercy. Thank you for staying with us in this episode as well. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always, but for me, worry ends when fear.